Dixon Montgomery has a powerful story to tell. The 66-year-old from Rochelle enlisted in the Navy when he was 18. He served as a tank gunner's mate in July during the Vietnam War. Montgomery was awarded with Purple Hearts for his service. However, his time in Vietnam was cut short by a life-changing experience. Montgomery was injured during combat and became permanently blind at age 20.
It was like 2 days before I woke up conscious enough to be told that they had to enucleate both my eyes.
Montgomery was transported to Walter Reed Hospital with others in similar situations. Even with the loss of vision, his spirits were still high.
There was one guy in that hospital unit who was very bitter, screaming and yelling at the nurses. I knew that wasn't me. That's not what I wanted to be. So I just knew I had to continue forward and hope for the best.
Montgomery is one of several veterans able to share their stories because of a local effort. Unity Hospice of Western Illinois has offices in the Midwest that conduct interviews about war experiences. They originally filmed interviews and collected war relics from patients, but recently decided to expand the project. Brenda McGarvey is the Director of Program Development for Unity Hospice. She says they wanted the program to be more inclusive.
We're going to invite all the community in and tell all the community, not only are we dedicated to educating, but we're dedicated to honor every veteran that is in our community. So that's what motivated us is to do it, is we wanted to do it with more than just words, but with action.
Volunteers and staff members scheduled dates and times to record stories of willing participants. They conduct interviews in St. Louis, Rochelle, Elgin, and other cities in the region. Montgomery received recognition for his service after his interview. Unity Hospice arranged active duty servicemen to award him with an American flag. Unity Hospice is a bridge for a national program called Veterans History Project. The project was established by Congress in 2000 and signed into law the same year. The Library of Congress collects recorded interviews and original documents, such as photographs, diaries, and maps. Experiences can date back to World War I, or even stem from the Iraq War. Materials are processed and made public within a few months. People can see them online or at the American Folklife Center in Washington, D.C. Bob Patrick is the director of the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress. Patrick says the project can have a lasting impact on veterans and their families.
Family members are often kind of left with their mouths open saying, you know, we haven't heard this before. And how much they appreciate that they have it, can make it a part of the family's history. We've often found in many cases these interviews are even played at memorial services for veterans.
Patrick says history should be told from another perspective than a textbook. Young people can create an intergenerational connection from hearing direct human experience.
One of the most magic things you can do is have an 18-year-old boy or girl sit down and talk to a veteran and say, what were you doing when you were 18 years old?
Patrick says there are nearly 100,000 submissions so far. Participation from volunteers like Unity Hospice are keeping the project alive. I'm Jesse Schlax, WNIJ News.